Sri Ishapanishad, translated with commentaries by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mantra 8. Saparyagat chakram akayam afranam asnaviram sudam apapavidham kavir manasi parabhu swayambhur yatat tatyato ritan viadachat chasvatibhya samabhyah. Translation. Such a person must know, in fact, the greatest of all, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminate, the self-sufficient philosopher who is awarding everyone's desire since time immemorial. Purport. Here is the description of the transcendental and eternal form of the Absolute Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is not formless. He has His own transcendental form, which is not at all similar to those of the mundane world. The living entities in this world have their forms embodied by the material nature, and they work like any material machines. The physiological and anatomical structure of the body of a living being must have a mechanical construction with veins and so forth in the embodiment. But in the transcendental body of the Lord, there is nothing like veins. It is clearly stated here that He is unembodied. That means that there is no difference between His body and soul, nor does He accept the body by the law of nature as we do. In the material concept of bodily life, the soul is different from the gross embodiment and subtle mind. The Supreme Lord is apart from any such compartmentalized arrangement, however. There is nothing like a difference of body and mind in the Supreme Lord. He is the complete whole, and His mind and body and He Himself are all one and the same. In the Brahma Sanhita, there is a similar description of the body of the Supreme Lord. He is described there as the Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. This means that He is the eternal form, fully representing transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss. The Vedic literature states clearly that He has a completely different kind of transcendental body, and thus He is sometimes described as formless. This formlessness means that He has no form like ours, or that He is devoid of a form which we can perceive. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is further said that the Lord can do anything and everything with any one of the parts of His body. It is said there that with each and every one of the parts of His body, such as the hand, He can do the work of the other senses. This means that the Lord can walk with His hands. He can accept a thing by His legs. He can see by His hands and feet, and He can eat by His eyes. In the Shruti mantras, it is said that He has no hands and no legs, like us, but He has a different type of hand and leg, by which He can accept all we offer Him, and walk faster than anyone anywhere. These things are confirmed in this mantra of Sri Ishapanishad by the use of words like omnipotent. The Lord's Sri Vigraha, His worshipful form, which is installed in the temples by authorized acharyas who have realized the Lord in terms of Mantra 7, is also non-different from the original form of the Lord. The original form of the Lord is that of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna expands Himself by an unlimited number of forms like Baladev, Rama, Shinga, Varaha, etc. And all of these are one and the same personality of Godhead. Similarly, the Archivigraha, which is worshipped in the temples, is also an expanded form of the Lord. By worshipping the Archivigraha of the Lord, one can at once approach the Lord, who accepts the service of the devotee by his omnipotence.